From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. China lashed out at the United States for sending a warship near the disputed South China Sea inlets and reefs claimed by Beijing. Meanwhile, Washington has promised to conduct more patrol missions. Beijing's foreign ministry said Wednesday that it summoned U.S. Ambassador Max Baucus to deliver a formal protest over the Tuesday incident, which represents the boldest U.S. challenge yet to China's controversial territorial claims. This action by the United States threatens China's sovereignty and security interests and endangers the safety of personnel and facilities on the reef, which is a serious provocation. That's according to the Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Zhuji. A U.S. defense official said Tuesday that it's likely the U.S. Navy will make more patrols in the area. Turkish police Wednesday stormed the offices of an opposition media company days before an election. It said a crackdown on companies linked to a U.S.-based cleric and foe of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, according to live footage. Brawls broke out and police sprayed water cannon to disperse dozens of people in front of the offices of Kanal Turk and Bugun TV in Istanbul, according to a live broadcast on Begun's website. The Austrian Interior Minister, Johanna Mikl-Leter, says Austria will build a fence along its border with Slovenia to try to slow the tide of migrants crossing into the country. The Interior Minister made the announcement Wednesday, saying the fence will be meant to ensure controlled, orderly entry into Austria, not to keep migrants out altogether. Speaking to reporters on the border, she said, VOA News. European Council President Donald Tusk, meanwhile, had a dire warning Tuesday about the unfolding migrant refugee crisis facing Europe. He spoke to Parliament in Strasbourg.
I have no doubt that this challenge has the potential to change the European Union we have built. It has the potential even to destroy achievements such as border-free travel between Schengen countries. And what is even more dangerous, it has the potential to create tectonic changes in the European political landscape.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees announced more than 700,000 people have arrived in Europe this year, fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Iran's foreign ministry said Wednesday it's considering attending multilateral meetings on the situation in Syria being held in Vienna later this week. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday that Iran was expected to be invited to the talks. The U.S. delegation will be led by Secretary of State John Kerry. Kirby said the discussion will focus on solutions to the difficult political situation in Syria. The United States says it's stepping up its attacks against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that there could be more raids like the one last week in which U.S. troops advised Kurdish forces on the rescue of dozens of hostages in Iraq.
Signaling that we won't hold back from supporting capable partners in opportunistic attacks against ISIL or conducting such missions directly, whether by strikes from the air or direct action on the ground.
President Obama has so far ruled out the use of U.S. ground troops, as Senator John McCain says a more vigorous military approach beyond the Islamic State is needed. The long-awaited African Union Commission of Inquiry report on South Sudan conflict has been released. It finds that the South Sudan government and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar committed human rights violation, some of which the report says constitute war crimes. The report says the violations include killings, murder, torture, cruel, inhumane, and other degrading treatment, such as abductions, rape, and other sexual and gender-based violations. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has won a second five-year term in office, according to official election results. The country's election commission said early Wednesday that Ouattara took 83.60% of the vote in Sunday's election. Volkswagen reported a loss of 1.67 billion euros for the third quarter as a company set aside 6.7 billion euros to pay for recalling and fixing cars that were rigged to evade U.S. diesel emissions tests. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.